getting proper rainfall. And if there is proper rainfall, then you get sufficient food grains, not only food grains, other things also. Sarva-dugha-mahi. Sarva-kara-dugha-mahi. From the earth, you can get all the necessities of life. Actually, you are getting food grains, minerals, trees, fruits, flowers, everything from the earth. Sarva-dugha, sarva-kama-dugha-mahi. This mahi, when it is soaked with proper rain, it becomes fertile. Therefore, we have to depend on the rainfall. There is one verse in Srimad Bhagavatam, Kamam Bhavarsa Pajanya. Pajanya means rainfall. Rainfall means it is supplying all the necessities of life. And this rainfall will be easy when there is yoga. And nobody is performing yoga. Therefore, nowadays, rainfall is scarce. In Europe, recently I have seen, there is no rainfall, whole Europe. It is in the verge of drying everything. But this punishment will come in this Kali Yuga. There will be no rainfall, and there will be not sufficient food supply, and the government will simply levy taxes on different pleas, and people will be so much embarrassed that they will give up their hearth and home and flee away to the forest. It is taken. Therefore, we must perform yoga. That is very easy in this age. Yogain sankirtanai prai jajanti sumeras. You cannot perform the formal yogasa by sacrifice tons of ghee and grains, because you have no sufficient food grains in you. But still, if you chant this sankirtan, that is yoga. Therefore, you must take to sankirtan. Yogai sankirtanai prai jajanti kisane. It is very easy. The duty of human being, pranai, with life, arthai, with money, dhiya, with intelligence, and bhasha, by words. If one sacrifices his life for Krishna's cause, then it is first class. If he cannot sacrifice his life for Krishna, he can contribute his hard-earned money for Krishna. If he cannot do so, if he has no money, he can give some intelligence. If he is not intelligent, then he can give some words. Just like we are doing preaching. We are preaching Krishnasu Bhagavan Sam. So without any jugglery of words, we present to the people that here is Bhagavan, Krishnasu Bhagavan Swayam. So, giving some words, sacrificing some words. Not that everyone of us is very highly educated or very rich. Still, if we carry the words of Krishna, as Krishna says, matta parvaram nanya kinchi jasti dhananya. So we have to carry this word. There is a supreme personality of Godhead, is Krishna. Where is the divinity? It is authorized. Krishna says, and we simply carry the words. So where is the divinity? So simply by carrying these words, that Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead, he wants that you surrender unto him. So any child can carry these words. Any foolish man can carry these words. And if you do that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, then you become guru. Simply by carrying these words. Amar Ajnaya Guru Haiya Taro Ehi Desh. Even in your village, in your home, you can say to your wife, to your children, they will accept you, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then you become Guru at home. Where is the difficulty? Is there any difficulty? The people will not do that. This truth, they will not say. What is the reason? Say, what is the reason? Why they do not carry this message? Simply to say, everyone, whomever you meet, you are meeting daily with your wife, your children, your friends. If you simply do this missionary work and say that Krishna is the Supreme Person, then you become a great devotee, you become a guru. Why people do not do it? It is not a very difficult task. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. He said that by my order, you become a guru. Indians especially are advised to become guru. Because Indians have not fallen the way we, they still have respect for Krishna. Every home, they perform Krishna's Janmashtami. Therefore, Indians are fortunate. They recognize Krishna. Now, to become little more advanced, let them act as Krishna's servant. Krishna came to speak this truth, that I am the Supreme, matta parataram nanyam, kinchidasti dhananyam, sarvadharman parityajya, mamekam sarvam. He appeared to speak this philosophy. And if you do the same word, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then you are serving the mission of Krishna. Great service to Krishna. The words for which he appeared on this earth, if you simply carry these words door to door, village to village, man to man, then you become a guru. A real guru. not to pose yourself a guru without any knowledge of Krishna. That is cheating. And to accept and understand Krishna as the Supreme thoroughly and preach these words that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the supreme success of life. What is the difficulty? Is there any difficulty? Why don't you do that? I have to bring all these young men from Europe and America to speak to you this truth. Why our young man is not coming? To speak this truth. What is the division? That means willfully they are denying the success of life. Willfully. Then what can be done? If somebody willfully commits suicide, who can save it? This is our position at the present moment. Narottam Das Thakur sings, Janiya Suniya Bisho Khaini. I have drunk poison knowingly. So if somebody knowingly drinks poison, then who can save it? So we are doing that. Without preaching the gospel of Krishna consciousness, we are drinking poison willfully. This is our position. Hari Hari Bhi Phale Janama Gwain Manusha Janama Paiya Radha Krishna Nabhajiya Janiya Suniya Bisha Khain. Narottam Das Thakur regrets, my Lord, I have wasted my valuable life as human being by not accepting Krishna consciousness. Hari Hari Bhi Phale Janama Gwain Manusha Janama Paiya. I got this opportunity of human life, but I could not worship Radha Krishna. Therefore, voluntarily, willingly, I have drunk poison. Janiya Suniya Bisho Khain. Golokera Premadhana Harinama Sankirtana Rutina Janmila Kanata. This transcendental Hare Krishna mantra, it is not ordinary vibration. This vibration is coming from the spiritual world. But I am no attraction. Hare Krishna.
I can't raise up.
Oh, you have taken so much trouble. Prasad, I'm giving you. Yeah. a very big plot of corn. What is the name of the...
Mixture.
So, we want so many men to live there nicely, to eat sumptuously, and preach this Krishna consciousness. I've seen, while coming from Vrindavan to Delhi, hundreds and thousands of young men, they're going to the factories and cycle, coming from distant place, at least 20 miles, 25 miles. And it takes 2 hours to reach the factory, or more than that. And there he works hard, 8 hours, and then again goes back 2 hours, 3 hours on cycle. I do not know what kind of rest it takes. This is life. If we request this young man that he come here, he live here comfortably, he eat here sumptuously and chant Hare Krishna, then let's see how unfortunate he is. Mandas manda masayo manda bhagya ubuddhusa. This is Kali Yuga. All bad men, unfortunate and disturbed. This is the most. They work so hard in daily passenger trains, Calcutta, Bombay, I've seen. They're actually hanging, and some of them are falling down, lost life. And coming from 100 miles away. And still if you ask him that he come here, live with us, chant Hare Krishna, even with your family you can come, we are doing that at Mayapur. How strong sense gratification propensity is. This is position of Kali Yuga. They are making propaganda. Roti, kapra, makan. Oh, you are giving, come on, roti, makan, kapra. You chant Hare Krishna. Look, I want wine. I want meat. I want randi. Simply they say roti, kapra, makan. But no, they want wine, no one. And sense pleasure. Roti, kapra, makan is not difficult, you can get. But they want something more. See how many advertisements for selling wine in your Hyderabad. इधर रोटी कपड़ा मकान।
Even the poorest of men, just like when we were before, when this temple wasn't here and we were chopping away at the rocks and the foundation, we were paying 20 rupees a day for those men. And then we were told that 10 rupees every day would go for wine for those same men. 10 rupees out of the 20, they would immediately spend to drink. Even poor people, there's so many of them.
Because you're trying to stop this thing in Europe and America, there is agitation that these people are propagating brainwash. How is that a man who is not eating drink? This is brainwash. Was paying 10 degrees out of 10 degrees.
Yes, we were told like that, that they would take their 20 rupees pay and then they would go and spend 10 rupees in alcohol, drinking, tadi. I was in last time at the festival in Mayapur. I was riding from Mayapur to Calcutta. And so one man was saying that, oh, fish, 50 paisa a kg, how much are potatoes, I asked. So even their hard-earned money, so much more they spend in, just to eat meat, to enjoy their senses. And it's not even, it doesn't make sense in any way.
And that also, they cannot live on meat. They must have vegetable. Without vegetable, simple meat eating will not help. Hare
Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. পিসাচি পাইলে যেন মতিচ্ছন্ন হয় মায়াগ্রস্ত জীবের সেই দশা উপরে। জাস্ট লাইক এ ম্যান ওয়েন হি ইজ হন্টেড বাই এ ঘোস্ট, হি স্পিকস ননসেন্স, হি ডাজ ননসেন্স। সিমিলারলি ওয়েন ওয়ান ইজ অ্যাবজর্বড, ওভারওয়েলমড বাই মায়া, হি স্পিকস লাইক দ্যাট, he talks like that, he acts like that. They're very Maya, proud of becoming scientists. Such nice flower. Can anyone manufacture? And still the rascal, they say there is no God. What do you think? How do they say there is no God? These rascals. What is the reason?
Actually, I think they're all misers. They're also misers. They want to enjoy.
No, miser, I say rascals. Fools and rascals. That's all. That is their real belief. Murha. Murha, this very word is used in the Bhagavad. Murha. Murha means rascal, ass. Asses. Anyone who denies the existence of God is murha, ass. He's not human being. If you are intelligent enough, by seeing this flower, you must admit that is God. Nādhi jānāti māmedha paramabhyam. Find out this verse. Mūrhā nādhi jānāti māmedha paramabhyam. Mūrhā rascals. You cannot understand that I am behind everything. Manufactured this flower.
God.
Very good. Thank you. He's intelligent. And the rascal will say, there is no God. Mura. Nabijana. Mami. Are you there?
Please.
That's right. What is that verse? I'm very pleased that he has immediately answered the right thing. This is intelligent.
I am never manifest to the foolish and unintelligent. To them, I am covered by my...
Here is intelligence. This boy has got intelligence. Therefore, he can see behind this flower there is God. Immediately. That is intelligence. He is not seeing God, but he is seeing God. God is not present face to face, but it doesn't matter. Just like the Prime Minister of our country, she may not be present here, but that does not mean that she is not there. She is there. These rascals say, can you show me God? See by intelligence. In fact, this fan is running. The powerhouse is not here. But intelligent man will understand that there is electric powerhouse from where the electricity's energy is supplied, and therefore the fan is running. But the running of the fan
one can understand that there is a big powerhouse and there is an electric engineer there who is conducting the business. That is sufficient to see the running of the That is intelligence. And if somebody says, no, no, the fan is running automatically, that is not possible. You are experiencing every moment, as soon as the electric energy stops, the fan is stopped. The room is dark. So there is powerhouse behind this electric energy, and the powerhouse is being managed by one engineer. This is natural conclusion. And Krishna says, Maya dhakshena prakriti suyate sachalasaram. Under my supervision, the material nature is working. Find out these words. Maya dhakshena prakriti suyate sachalasaram. Hetunane kaunte angalabhi parivarti.
Maya dhakshena prakriti suyate sachalasaram. Hetunane kaunte angalabhi parivarti. This material nature is working under my direction, O son of Kunti, and it is producing all moving and unmoving beings. By its rule, this manifestation is created and annihilated again and again. It is clearly stated here that the Supreme Lord, although aloof from all the activities of the material world, remains the Supreme Director. The Supreme Lord is the supreme will in the background of this material manifestation.
The modern scientists, their first business is to deny that supreme. Very modern. It is a curse for the scientists in the talk of God. Amongst the scientists, this is an etiquette not to talk of God. Everything is science. Means everything knowledge, and passing on as scientist. Do you believe this?
Pardon?
The scientist position denying God, do you think?
It's all changing. It's always changing now.
Huh?
The conclusions. That's what I mean.
They feel great anxiety also to talk about God. And, once, about 3 years ago, I had met one big scientist from University of Chicago. Just chance, there was one, you know, my father had invited me back home for something, the scientist was there. And we got in a big discussion, him and his daughter, they were just saying, we don't see God. We have no, there's no evidence of God. And even logically, I mean, we could, you know, show them, they still didn't want to accept. It was so obvious to them, ultimately they couldn't say anything.
What is their logic to deny God?
Not logic.
They don't have any logic, and that's what, and ultimately if we present our conclusions of Bhagavad Gita to them, they're silenced. They can't say anything. But they still refuse, I mean they don't accept it, but they can't deny it.
Dog obstinate. The dog, however you ask the dog to stop barking, it will go on back. Dog obstinate.
in the management, but the management is being conducted by material nature. Krishna also states in Bhagavad Gita that of all the living entities in different forms and species, I am the father. The father gives seeds to the womb of the mother of the child. And similarly, the Supreme Lord, by his mere glance, ejects all the living entities into the womb of material nature. And they come out in their different forms and species, according to their last desires and activities. All these living entities, although born under the glance of the Supreme Lord, still take their different bodies according to their past deeds and desires. So the Lord is not directly attached to this material creation. He simply glances over material nature. Material nature is thus activated, and everything is created immediately. Because he glances over material nature, there is undoubtedly activity on the part of the Supreme Lord. But he has nothing to do with the manifestation of the material world directly. This example is given in the Smriti. When there is a fragrant flower before someone, the fragrance is touched by the smelling power of the person. Yet the smelling and the flower are detached from one another. There is a similar connection between the material world and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Actually, he has nothing to do with his material world, but he creates by his glance and ordains. In summary, material nature without the superintendence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot do anything. Yet the Supreme Personality is detached from all material activities.
What is what? Abbas there replied, President is one. Others are government servants. Similarly, God is one. There cannot be other God. Then he is not God.
But when Krishna says in Gita, Dhanam Sankarosmi.
Yes. Dhanam Sankarosmi, that means that Sankara has got some godly power.
Suppose if someone worships the worshipper of Shiva, that will...
But that is not God worship. That is Shiva worship. Why do you bring God worship?
Oh, what ma... Will that go indirectly to Krishna?
No.
Do not directly.
You can't go to Lord Shiva. Janti Deva Pratar Deva.
Janti Madhvaktar.
Yeah. Madhyajina of the Janti. There is the thinker. You purchase ticket for Delhi, you can go to Delhi. Or you can go to Bombay.
But among the people, there is a misconception.
Then people are rascals, therefore the moolah there.
They
also
what
value is that God? They are not
right.
That's all right. You can have respect for everyone. That is good. But it does not mean that by purchasing ticket for Delhi, you go to Bombay. And it does not mean that because you do not go to Bombay, you have no respect for Delhi. That is right. But if you want to go to Delhi, you have purchased ticket for Delhi. If you want to go to Bombay, you must purchase a ticket for Bombay. Why do you speak nonsensically? Whatever ticket I purchase, I go to Bombay. This is nonsense. Don't touch with this nonsense here. That is Vivekananda here. Whatever you do, it is all right. Talk about, talk about. And that is not fact.
This is all passed day through me.
Huh?
All passed day through the Supreme.
How? Krishna said, Janti Deva Bhagavad Deva. How nonsense this thing can be said that everyone goes to God? This is nonsense. You don't go to Shiva, you can go to Indra, Chandra, there are so many.
planets and things like that. And that is reasonable. And how do you say that whatever ticket I purchase, I go to this?
They say that all the, they're all the same.
That's nonsense. Murha. That's it. You do not know what is God, what is demigod, what is God Shiva, what is God Vishnu, what is God Brahma. You do not know. If a woman says, "Oh, everyone is my husband," then she is a prostitute. That's all. The chaste man is law. That is one my husband. That's law. That is chaste. And if she is liberal, if she says, "No, no, everyone is my husband," that means she is prostitute. She does not know what is the value of husband. Bhagavad Gita Krishna said, Kamas Sastra Hitogyana Jajanti Anna Devata. Those who have adhered to other demigods, they have lost their intelligence. Hitogyana. Rested, regular. Kamas Sastra Hitogyana Jajanti Anna Devata. On top of two phalantis, Tadu Bhavati Albumedana. Because they are rested, they prefer like that. Public opinion will be taken or Krishna's opinion will be. Public is rascal. We can say all nonsense. That is not to be taken. We have to take that is Krishna consciousness movement. Or Krishna. What do you think?
No, I
agree. Krishna says, Kama Sthastra Hitogyana, Jajanti and Radio.
But one man in Bandra was talking, he was saying that everything is based on public opinion, even the acceptance of Bhagavad Gita is based on, because so many people following are also following.
Yes, the public opinion it says that this property is ours. Will you give it? My boss? Why he'll protest at that time?
His point is that because everyone is telling Krishna is supreme, that's why you are also accepting, but what is the proof that Krishna is supreme? Everyone is quoting.
So we have to meet such rascals and we have to preach. The world is full of rascals, mura. What can be done? But we cannot change our preaching because the rascals are many. We cannot make that.
There is no medicine for mura.
Yeah. That is mad.
Medicine.
That is beating with shoes. That is way. Mukhasala Thousadi. Argumentum Batula. You cannot mildly speak to the animals, my dear cow, my dear dog. Please do not bark. Do not go this way. No, you require lathi. Stick. And they will hear. Can you stop dogs barking by simply request that you take this stick and beat it?
You stop.
Mutkasala told you. So there is no king, there is no Kshatriya. Therefore these rascals are talking all nonsense. There is no sasana. This is king's duty to see that they are acting according to sastra. There is no such king. Everyone is acting whimsically, whatever is like. And the so-called samis are preaching, no, no, whatever is like, that's all. You can eat whatever you like, you can do whatever you like. You think yourself that you are God. This is by thinking himself that he is God, he becomes God. He's going on so many meditations. I am moving the sun, I am moving the moon, I am moving more. And that's good, sir. Falling down.
You are going to process it for a
time? I know. There is no person of individual. I know this aspect. God is so easy thing. Simply by thinking that I am moving the sun, I am moving home. Because the whole world is mura, we cannot say that yes, I am also with you, I am also one of the mura. We cannot. The force may be against us, but we cannot agree to that. We simply speak what Krishna said, that is Krishna. We cannot make any compromise. They say about this version in this poem, Tamastatva Hitabhyana, Jayanti and Nagar. What do they say? What is their opinion? But don't say, somebody say, somebody, everyone is told that. What is the value of that?
What is one mission itself? You worship your Ishta Devata. You do Ishta Devata in whichever God you like to worship. There is no such thing
that you worship. No reason. Therefore the country's position is this. God bless you. India.
Recently they had to
lost their culture.
They had big propaganda that Sai Baba is God. And he was saying, in the, his professors challenged him. So he said, how can an ant try and understand an ocean? He made that statement. But the professor at the Bangalore University Vice Chancellor said that, you know, so many...
Does that mean we have to accept it? Then there's nothing we have to accept. One is against this movement, because they are presenting Krishna as a supreme.
You come now as talking to him in the temple, he said, only in your movement you have found that your class of thinking is that you don't tolerate anything but only one thing. But all the movements tolerate everything.
That means prostitution. Everyone is my husband. Yeah. Prostitution. Yes. I don't know what is duty. Duty is sabadharmān paritra jamāme ekam saraṁ. This is duty. Krishna never said everything is all right. He says sabadharmān paritra jā. Simply surrender. That is it. You do not know what is duty. One is manufacturing his duty. That is not duty. Duty is that which is ordered by the superior authority to do this. So if he does that, that is discharge of duty. And if he manufactures a deity, then you are deity. There is concoction. So they are manufacturing deity. And you are deity. If the child manufactures his duty, then I shall play all day. This is my duty. If the parents accept it.
And one of the...
He knows. But he knows.
Yeah.
But he does not know. That is difficult. Let I was explaining. Mahamem paparam, murha nabhijana. He does not know what is duty. Because he is a murha. If you say if he knows, but if he knows, but it is difficult to know what is duty. The murha they cannot know what is duty. Therefore Krishna personally says, this is duty. Sarvadhanvan paritajya mahu. This is duty.
Also the
Paramahamsas
never speak this.
The Paramahamsas may speak all nonsense, but Krishna is accepted by all the acharyas. Matha acharya, Ramana acharya, Nimba acharya, Chaitanya. They are important. Even parampara prapam, even reality saved. So we have to give up the instruction of the acharya and accept some lecture. That we can. Acharya upasana, Bhagavad Gita, that our name. We should worship the acharya, not these rascals who talk all nonsense. Then we make progress. Acharya upasana. Is it not? Acharya upasana. And still in India the acharya parampara system existed. Sampradaya. Ramanuja Sampradaya. Madhya Acharya. Going on. Jaiya Sarasvati.